You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. It is great to be with you, even though we undertook a perilous journey to get to the studio tonight on this cold and icy Saturday evening, February the 21st here in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm James Edwards. Keith Alexander back in the studio with me after a rare week off last Saturday. Eddie the Bombardier Miller will be here for the third hour tonight. And so we've got another barn burner for you, although I must say, all of this global warming is really starting to feel the pinch from it, Keith. I think it was down to, what, -4 in Memphis on Wednesday? If it wasn't the coldest day in the history of Memphis, recorded history, was certainly the coldest in my lifetime. I had 3 inches of thick ice on my driveway. Everything was closed down for a whole week here in Memphis. They still haven't picked up my trash from last week at home. So, and they declared a state of emergency here in the local area. And if I'm not mistaken, because of all this weather produced by global warming, they declared a state of emergency. I believe it was the first time this particular county declared a state of emergency since 2008 when we tried to hold a meeting. You remember that one?
Yeah, unfortunately I do. And don't let this pass without comment. How can global warming cause record coldness, record low temperatures? It's doing it all over the world. And isn't it remarkable how, rather than confronting the lie that they've told to people that global warming, that first of all, the globe is warming, and two, that it's caused by man-made activity, and three, it's the man-made activity of Europe and America and Australia, which just happen to be the white areas of the world.
Well, certainly the undeveloped sub-Saharan Africa are pumping out.
No, but the people that are really polluting the world, if there is a pollution problem, are people in China, India, and other emerging economies like that, Indonesia, not people in the United States. For example, in Memphis, we have one of those dastardly coal-burning power-generating plants, the Thomas H. Allen Steam Plant. And, of course, it's been slated for demolition, and the utility users of Memphis, Shelby County, and the surrounding area are going to have to pay through the nose to put in a new power plant that uses something other than coal to generate the power. But, you know, I have two white cars. I don't find any coal dust on those cars ever, even though I'm in the general vicinity of this power plant. And it's, you know, when is somebody going to tell the emperor that he has no clothes? First of all, there's no problem with fossil fuels. We have the best scrubbers. They need to make China and India use the scrubbers that we use. Then there would not be a problem. And furthermore, the Kyoto Protocols, if they are adopted, if the United States signs on, we're going to be paying for our supposed environmental sins, but India and China, who are the real sinners, aren't going to be paying a red cent towards cleaning up anything.
Well, you know, I talked about this on Sam Bushman's show earlier in the week. I mean, certainly we should be good stewards of our natural resources and our environmental resources as was given to us by God. But, I mean, again, it's just another one of the latest, greatest radical egalitarian movements. Plant and animals are equal to or greater than living
human
people,
beings,
as you mentioned.
Right.
Yes, there you go. Well, yeah. I lit the fuse and you took off with it. I didn't even intend to make that a topic of discussion.
Well, except there's some indignity that the left is trying to impose upon us. You can't even have a conversation without stumbling over one or two or three of them at any time. The left has permeated every nook and cranny of our lives. And again, everything they do is disguised as benevolence when it's actually malevolence. They do not want to help the world. They want to punish the first world because that is their mission in life, basically to bring us down from first world status. We apparently didn't deserve our good fortune of being born in the first world, and they're going to throw us all under the bus. They're going to legislate us down into the second or third world.
Well, we certainly shouldn't have built a first world civilization for everyone to enjoy, because now we're having to pay for those talents, you know. But anyway, let me just say, if I didn't say it already, I certainly said it in the Council of Conservative Citizens chat room, and by the way, as we are just getting started tonight.
Which is going strong, by the way.
It's going strong, getting stronger every week, and we want you to be part of it. So, if you are listening online tonight rather than one of our AM FM affiliate stations across this great country, or at least once great country, we want to invite you to join us and discuss the program with other fans of the show as we broadcast live. Go there now, cfcc.org.
And we want to make a tip of the hat to Kyle Rogers, who is responsible for setting all of this up, our good friend who is the webmaster over at the Council of Conservative Citizens. Thank you so much, Kyle.
CFCC.org. Thanks to Kyle. And what I said in the chat room was that it's very good to have you back, Keith. I always miss you. The show misses you on those rare occasions that you're not with us. And good to have you as we start another.
Good to be back. And I always regret it when I'm not here. But, you know, sometimes you have other things you've got to, other social obligations or familial obligations that you have to discharge. So, enough said on that. Thanks very much. It's great to be back.
And I'd like to begin things as we do from time to time. We really enjoy doing this during one of our quarterly fundraising months, which, by the way, March will be. So gird your loins, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to need your help if we're going to be here come April. So the first quarter fundraising drive will be coming up next week. We'll begin it, and it'll run through March. And let me tell you something. In advance of Confederate History Month in April, we have got what I think is the most wonderful incentive book that perhaps we've ever offered. And I'll tell you more about that next week. But one of the things we do during the quarterly fundraising months is we really take a lot of pride in the locations from which our listeners come. All over the world, all over the country, biggest city to the smallest hamlet. And it's just such a amazing honor to look at our mailing list and see all of these different cities. I mean, political cesspool listeners are everywhere. But we got this very short handwritten note that I want to read just right now. And it comes from Chino, California. And this is what it reads. It says, James, yesterday, February the 4th, was my 63rd birthday. I want to start my year off right by sending you a donation. Keep up the good work. And that comes from Bill in Chino, California, a.k.a. Billy the Bullhorn, and he sent in $20, and those are the kind of contributions that keep us going, Keith.
I tell you what, you talk about being behind enemy lines out there in Chino, California, but I'm telling you, there are like-minded people everywhere on the globe that appreciate the message that we send out. We can beard the lion where a lot of people can't. People need positive reinforcement. They need to be told, your common sense evaluation of what is ailing Western civilization and America in particular is not screwball.
Well, listen up. We've got Keith Alexander back. We're happy about it. Eddie the Bombardier Miller still going to be in later tonight. We're going to go hard and fast, ladies and gentlemen. Buckle up. 3 hours of TPC coming your way. We're going to talk about the situation in Alabama with Roy Moore. We're going to talk about the net neutrality law and much, much more tonight. Join us in the online chat. CFC. Burger.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so as I mentioned, we've got a busy show tonight and a lot to talk about. I just quickly want to say one thing, and I know we spent darn near the entire 3 hours last week exhausting this topic, but last week's show was so profound. I think we truly crossed a Rubicon. I want to give a tip of the hat to Eddie the Bombardier Miller for bringing his passion and charisma to our official response to Congress. And I think I'll update our official biography now to include the point that we are the only talk radio program to be officially denounced on the record by the United States Congress. And as God is my witness, a few days ago, I was getting up in the morning and I looked in the mirror in the bathroom, and it just dawned on me that I'm James Edwards. You know, I have lived an interesting life.
Well, isn't that the Chinese curse? May you live in interesting times.
Well, you know, we've had opportunities, Keith, of course, early on in our run. I think it was a year maybe into our run back in 05 to join a very big network. If we would just quit talking about the things that motivated us to do this. You know, we've had opportunities in the past where people offered us significant amount of money if we would just kind of redirect the show and sell out, right? And so, you know, I don't know if I've been incredibly brave or incredibly stupid, but as Papa would say, I am what I am, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be someone who stands for something decent and somebody that stands for something at all. And I tell you, I got an email from my dad. My dad, he read our official response to Congress that we posted, the political cesspool. Now, this is my dad, a guy who, you know, my dad's 60 years old. I'm 35. I have a great relationship with my family, but they worry about me, you know, getting hurt, doing the things that we do. And I thought for sure he would tell me to take it easy, you know, when the United States Congress denounced us, for God's sake. But he sent me an email, and it was just very short and to the point. He just said, I'm very proud of you. And we got more letters from first-time correspondents, so people who had listened to the show for a long time but had never written in before. We got more letters from first-time writers in the week we were denounced by Congress than ever before. And I just want to tell y'all, I'm very proud about the program that we have to have the United States Congress not only take stock and know of who we are, but to feel as though our message of equal rights for all, special privileges for none is so threatening that they feel the need to denounce us on C-SPAN. Keith, we have arrived at a new level, a new dawn.
Well, buckle up your chin strap, boy. You're going in again. So, we're going to have to do this time and again because we're doing the job that other Americans and other people generally don't want to do, which is telling the emperor that he has no clothes. We're going to announce to the world the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on our signature issues. We're not going to cower. We're going to be in the arena, fighting it out, duking it out. And this minority viewpoint that passes for the majority viewpoint, for example, we're looking here right now at Us Magazine with a picture of the feminized Bruce Jenner saying, Bruce's brave announcement, finally the truth. Tell me, honestly, how many Americans, how many people in Europe, anywhere in the world, people in Africa, people in China, in India, think that Bruce Jenner is one, brave, or two, crazy?
Well, he's supposed to be a hero. He's being, now this is a 65-year-old man, a former Olympic athlete. He's doing the brave thing of cutting off his genitals and transitioning into a woman. Now, listen, that's sad. It's sick. It's anything but brave. Now, this guy obviously has a lot of psychological trauma from being a part of the Kardashian family. but it's not brave. But they put him on here as if this is the new all-American man.
The guy's sick.
It's not anything to mock. I don't hate this guy. But no, you hit the nail on the head and you drove it straight. He's sick. He's sick, and that's nothing to celebrate. It's certainly nothing. It's sad. He needs help. It's not brave. But this just goes to show.
If there's one thing. Well, psychotic. Not only that, but anybody that would self-mutilate, anybody that would mutilate themselves, that would be the absolute acid test of mental illness, at least in a saner, more rational time than the one we live in today.
Well, and, even speaking out against this sort of depraved behavior, gets you struck with a negative stigma. But let me tell you something. What we've done on this show with so very little resources, and I thank God for the resource. You listen, Billy the Bullhorn and Chino sent us $20. That's kept us going for 10 years. Donations like that from people all around the world. $100 donations is a lot for us. But what we've done with so little is absolutely incredible that we hairlip Congress, the most powerful governing body in the world. And let me tell you something. What we do here every week on this program is we channel the ancient Spartans. We channel the ancient Athenians. And I remember reading.
We're the 300 at Thermopylae under King Leonidas. You are King Leonidas.
Well, we're all that. And our listeners are as well. But listen, I wouldn't change who we are. And again, I didn't mean to chase that rabbit, but I did want to very quickly just say that last week was a big show for us. And we continue on and we continue unabated and we continue unsullied and we continue to serve as champions for our people with no retreat, surrender, or apology. Well, there was one thing, Keith, that happened in Alabama. And we mentioned this in passing last week because last week was so busy. But, you got to be excited about what Chief Justice Roy Moore did in Alabama. He said that he was empowered to block any move that will bring chaos and confusion to the system. And basically what he did is that he overruled the United States District Court Judge Callie Granati, who basically said that the will of Alabamians be damned, homosexual marriage, quote unquote, will be recognized in that state. I don't care if 81% of the voting public voted against it in a constitutional referendum. I don't care. Never mind the rule of law, never mind Alabama state law, never mind Alabama state constitution, they're going to have it. Well, Judge Roy Moore, the Chief Justice there, said, no, we're not. And he said that it violates the state constitution, and he ordered all of the judges in his state, the probate judges, to not issue licenses that would be in defiance of the laws and constitution of the state of Alabama. So basically, this makes me proud to be a Southerner because he's channeling that great Southern culture. I don't know if it's our racial DNA or if it's something cultural, but it is uniquely Southern. We may lose, but by God, we will be the last to lose. And it's a states' right issue. It's been going back the moral legacy of the South, the solid legacy of the South, going all the way back to the 1850s and 60s, Keith. States' rights versus the federal Leviathan. Roy Moore is the latest player in this never-ending pageant.
Well, it really goes back beyond the 1850s. It goes back to the founding fathers, most of the important ones of whom were Southerners. Washington, Madison, Monroe, Patrick Henry, people like this, John C. Calhoun. They are the legit, Nathaniel Macon, George Mason, people like this, the anti-federalists. They're the people that had a firm understanding of what our rights were and how they were going to be threatened by a federal Leviathan government. And we've been the canary in the coal mine. We've been trying to resist the encroachment and the erosion of the rights of freeborn Americans since day one, James. That's what's really happened. And what's happening in Alabama with Judge Roy Moore, of course, he's absolutely right. I disagree with the author of the piece you put in the blog entry this week, because Roy Moore is doing exactly what you should do. The federal government has no authority to make any edict or ruling about marriage. The federal constitution and, enumerates certain rights that the federal government will have. Most of them are in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Marriage is not one of them. What about Obamacare? Medicine is not one either. We've got to go back to the source, and the source is the U.S. Constitution. This all is illegitimate. Everything that's being done on homosexual marriage or the Affordable Care Act is illegitimate and beyond the power of the federal government.
We're going to continue on with this in Alabama. We're going to stay in Alabama for one more segment and pick up right where we're leaving off in just a moment. Join us in the chat room, cfcc.org.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so we're standing with Roy Moore here, knowing full well that Roy Moore is 70 years old, near 70, I believe. He's not going to be in forever, and whoever replaces him will be handpicked.
He's one of the people Oprah Winfrey was talking about when she said, we've got to have a whole generation of people die off. Apparently people like Roy Moore is who she had in mind, that actually remember the way things used to be and how much better they were than the way things are today.
Well, and, you know, but he's in there, and he's going to hang in there like a rusty fishhook, I guess, until he goes on to his eternal reward. But he said again, and I read directly from his order, telling state probate clerks and other employees of the state that they may not issue or recognize marriage licenses inconsistent with current Alabama statutes. That would, of course, be so-called homosexual marriage licenses. Moore wrote that any probate judge that should fail to follow the Constitution and statutes of the state of Alabama, including a state statute stating that the state shall not recognize as valid any common law marriage of parties of the same sex, should be subject to sanctions from the Alabama governor. Now, this, Keith, I'm telling you, this harkens back
to
George Wallace, and certainly to our Confederate forebears, even 100 years before George Wallace. This is the fight that keeps on coming back. And unfortunately, as I said, we are destined to lose this. Is so long as you have people, you know, Roy Moore.
As long as you
have
Jewish power and influence controlling the news media and the entertainment industry, they have all the microphones, all the megaphones, and that gets us to the issue that we're going to talk about later in the show, the Net Neutrality Act and what's really behind it.
And we're going to get into that, but the thing is, you know, Roy Moore's hanging in there. He's a plug in the dike, but he will be gone sooner or later. And then, you know, but basically, you have one judge outside of the state of Alabama dictating what the laws of Alabama will be. This country was never set up to be run that way.
And that's the template that was set in the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education decision back in 1954. That's the way the 3% rules the other 97% of America against its will. Of course, Roy Moore is absolutely right. People acknowledge that local governments, like city governments and county governments, are creatures of the state. But if you read the Constitution, and you don't even have to read it very carefully, you will also understand that the federal government, likewise, is a creature of the states. And the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, the capstone of our Bill of Rights, says that any subject that is not part of the enumerated powers of the federal government, and they were given this power directly from the states, those that are not enumerated, and marriage is certainly one of those things that is not enumerated in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, are reserved to the people and to the states. So consequently, Roy Moore is dead on about this. He's absolutely right. And if people actually studied the Constitution in undergraduate school and law school rather than decisions made primarily since the Brown decision and forward by the U.S. Supreme Court, this would be as clear as spring water to
you. And you have all of these well-intentioned people at churches who say, you know, the federal government does not have the right. A rogue, unelected, black-robed tyrant does not have the right to force gay marriage on a state who votes against it. Well, I agree with them on that, but here's the thing. If you ask them in a different context whether or not the federal government and the Supreme Court and unelected judges who are legislating from the bench had the right to force integration, force busing on those very same states, they would say yes. So how can you fault the fill in the blanks there, Keith? I mean, how can they say it's right in this context? It's right when it comes to integration. They were right to be able to overrule the will of the people. They were right to be able to run roughshod over state laws in that case. But in this case, they can't. They either can or they can't across the board.
Well, that's why mainstream conservatism is so feckless and will never win any confrontation that it has with the left. because they've given up the moral high ground. They have agreed with the left that liberalism was the fountain of righteousness back in the civil rights movement, but they somehow went horribly astray. And people like Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, even Rush Limbaugh, will never say a discouraging word about the civil rights movement, at least essentially. They may have something negative to say about certain people involved with the civil rights movement, but the basic animus of the civil rights movement is as pure as the Holy Grail, in their opinion.
They can't say their tactics were sound and justified in one case, but all of a sudden their tactics are illegal.
See, it's the first of a series of radical egalitarian movements. The left was smart enough to lead with their strongest suit, just like any smart gambler. And what they did was they got the camel's nose in the tent. And what you will notice is that whenever the left runs into massive public skepticism about their latest project, be it global warming, homosexual marriage, or whatever, what happens? It's as predictable as the night following the day. Hollywood will churn out another biopic about the righteous, holy civil rights movement. It may be The Help. Then later on, it may be Selma, or it may be a movie on Malcolm X or some other luminary in the civil rights movement. But they go back to the civil rights movement because, unfortunately, they've got these mainstream blessed talking heads like Hannity, O'Reilly, Beck, and others burning incense at their shrine, telling them that how holy it was. So they want to drive home that point to the public, particularly the young, who they bust to these movies like Selma and give them free tickets to it so they can see lies like a portrayal of Bull Connor and his policemen wrapping their billy clubs in barbed wire, something that never happened, something that never would have happened, but something which has become the new truth because the media says so. What they do each and every time is they come back to the time when everybody knew that, and there's no argument from the mainstream conservatives, that the liberals were the fountain of righteousness and the conservatives were the source of all evil.
Well, here's one thing that I will part ways with Roy Moore on. I don't know if anyone caught this in the Montgomery Advertiser, but you know how the left really believes in this whole 6 degrees of separation, that we're all connected to one another within 6 degrees of separation. Well, there has been a link created by the media, completely fabricated, as always, between Roy Moore and the political cesspool. Now, he'd be in good company if he associated with us, but we haven't reached out to him, and he hasn't reached out to us. There's just not a connection there until the media is able to create one, and here's what it is. The Montgomery Advertiser, by the way, is the local newspaper in Montgomery, Alabama, and this was front page above the fold. They wrote that Michael Perutka, one of the most decent and godly and Christian men I have ever known, who has been on this show, contributed 50...
Tell the audience who he is.
Well, Michael Perutka is the former presidential nominee of the Constitution Party. He also runs a website called the Institute on the Constitution. He's just an over... It comes from a Christian and biblically based viewpoint on the issues, and, you know, he's a constitutionalist. He's just a great guy. Very conservative. He was actually elected a few months ago in Maryland to public office. But when Roy Moore was running for the Chief Justice of Alabama, Michael Perutka contributed $50,000 to Roy Moore. And of course, Michael Perutka has appeared on the political cesspool multiple times. So you know what that means. Roy Moore, the Chief Justice of Alabama, who is defying the federal government, must be a racist because he took money from Michael Perutka, who appeared on the political cesspool. Makes sense, right? Well, the Montgomery Advertiser asked Roy Moore about that. If he agreed with Michael Perutka's appearance on the political cesspool, a Memphis, Tennessee-based radio program that advocates secession, the political cesspool, the Montgomery Advertiser continues, where Perutka has been a guest, is hosted by James Edwards, who the Anti-Defamation League calls a white supremacist. Moore then said that he did not share the beliefs of James Edwards, nor has anyone on his campaign had secession ideas. They went on to quote Heidi Byrick of the Southern Poverty Law Center when she wrote that the political cesspool is the premier hate radio program in the United States. Well, if we're going to do anything, we're going to do it right, by God.
Do it right.
And, of course, to justify it all, the Montgomery Advertiser wrote that the political cesspool's statement of principle states that it seeks the revival of the white birth rate to replacement level fertility. And that, of course, proves that we're white supremacists and the premier hate radio station in the United States and everything else.
Well, you know, the birth rate is basically the result of love. So I guess all you need is love. That's it. We're for peace, love, and understanding.
Here's the thing, though. Now, Roy Moore has been absolutely savaged by the media and by the Southern Poverty Law Center. But he's going to allow a reporter who he knows is a damn liar to ask him about us and then take him at his word when he uses the SPLC as a source. Now, I expect more from a guy who will stand up to the federal government, from an Alabamian. I expect more than him to say, oh, my God, no, I don't have anything to do with that guy. I don't have anything to do with that show. Please, it wasn't me, I promise.
It's like he's being attacked by a rhinoceros and turns around to shoot a rabbit.
Well, nevertheless, I expect more from Roy Moore. Definitely gets a strike on this one. You can read all of this at our website, ladies and gentlemen. But just another day. It's always something. We'll be back right after this.
So just who will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Aaron Dakins, Brad Dakins, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us, just to name a few, are the senior instructors, medical doctor Norman Shealy, engineer Matt Stein, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, physicist Dr. Richard Allen Miller, author Captain John Reagan, counter-terrorist Mike Ma, author Rich Sheban, and the CSPOA founder, Sheriff Richard Mack. You'll learn how water wells work, how to buy gold and silver quietly, discreetly, and privately. Learn the importance of good health and how to care for your loved ones. Learn alternative medicines, overcoming anxiety, stress, high blood pressure, and alternative cancer treatments. You'll have access to more doctors, more authors, more talk show hosts than any event we know of. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 27th, 28th, and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we got to get to Scoop Stanton, our intrepid correspondent, but a final word very quickly, and this will take 2 minutes, and then we're going to give Scoop the rest of this hour. But this whole non-existent connection between Roy Moore and the political cesspool, he really should have handled that better. But I want to say that after
either 10, stupid or a coward.
After 10 years of broadcasting, the most damning evidence of our white supremacism that the media can offer is that we list among our statement of principles a desire to revive the white birth rate
to replacement level fertility. So is the media actually saying there, are they admitting what we all know to be true, that they think we should suppress the white birth rate, that we should lower the percentage of whites relative to other races? Now, would they suggest the same thing to blacks, Hispanic, or Jews? Of course not. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, these people are not anti-racist. They are anti-white. And not for the first time. We find other countries like Russia, for one, are paying people to have babies, as they should. Everyone should have the right to live and survive, even our people. And not for the first time, we find people in the media incapable of making the elementary intellectual distinction between white advocacy and white supremacism. It's almost as if they don't want to. Of course, as we always mention, they long ago abandoned any interest in the facts or integrity, and they now see their job, their sole job, as being the enforcers of political correctness. So Moore should have known better than that based upon the treatment he's received from the media and the SPLC. If he didn't know who we were, which is getting increasingly hard to believe, he could have at least said, hey, I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, he does what so many do in that situation. He's attacked by a rhinoceros or a grizzly bear. He's got a single shot rifle, and he turns around and shoots a rabbit, the political cesspool, rather than shooting at his true enemy and adversary.
Well, and the thing is, listen, I'm going to be fair. I support him 100% on what we were talking about earlier, the righteous position he's taken with regards to homosexual so-called marriage. We shall overcome. I like the guy. I wish him well. I'm behind him.
He's going to be just as unsuccessful as Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, and Glenn Beck at changing the cultural direction of our nation and our world, because he gives a free pass to the wrong people.
There we go. And that's
the wrong issue.
The final word on that, and both of those articles are supportive of him for his stand on the situation in Alabama and that instance with the Montgomery advertiser. At our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, you can read our full thoughts and commentary. Let's now go to Peter Scoop Stanton. Scoop, take it away.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody in the Cesspool family. Well, tonight, another very hard-hitting issue. Believe it or not, early this week, yours truly went back to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And lived to tell the tale.
Right. The reason why I did, my daughter had a dental appointment, and for being a good girl, I decided to take her to Chuck E. Cheese. But
that's your home away from home.
Now, you should have known better, Peter.
I get a text message from Scoop almost weekly. He's at Chuck E. Cheese. Scoop.
Well,
going into the heart of darkness.
Go ahead, buddy.
This was, this was right down the street from the dental office. It was on Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia. Now, I came in with my daughter about 11 a.m. opening time. I was the first one to make a food order. Now, industry standards is 10 to 15 minutes from the time you order food to the time it reaches your table. Now, of course, on a busy Friday or Saturday night at a popular restaurant, that's not going to happen. But first order of the day at this particular Chuck E. Cheese, Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, first order of the day, it took 34 minutes for a sandwich and a personal pan pizza or a personal pizza to reach my table. Now, during the 30-minute mark, I walked up to the manager on duty who was doing the kid check. And Fairfax County and the surrounding areas closed school for the day, so this place is already jumping. And this particular manager looks like he doesn't care. Well, if I was his age and I'm managing Chuck E. Cheese to feed myself, guess what? I wouldn't care either. I asked him how long it takes to expedite on the table. He said 10 to 15 minutes. I said, it's been 30 minutes. What gives? He said, well, we got a snow day and we don't have the people here. I was like, I understand if I'm not been got here and it's already crowded, but I'm the first food order. He just looks at the window where the food's delivered to the table and said, well, it should be out there shortly. I said, well, okay, whatever. So then I went back to the table, and then another 4 minutes before they started to serve the food. Mind you, this is not a big order. It was a pizza that barely covers a paper plate and a sandwich. And this particular manager does not care. And of course, the place is already jumping, but luckily it was a more or less soccer moms and their kids. And as I was sitting there waiting 34 minutes, I looked on the floor. The floor was filthy. The night crew didn't vacuum it before they closed for the night, or the morning crew didn't vacuum it before they opened. On top of that, over at the Disgusting Look at Salad Bar, nobody decided to put out any utensils, so people that paid $7 for a crappy salad could put these poorly tasting vegetables on their plates. So somebody had to go by to the window and say, could you please give me some utensils so I can make my salad? So reluctantly, somebody came out. And so, mind you, I contacted the corporate office, and then the manager contacted me, who was very nice. And he said he's going to, you know, next time I come in, he'll take care of me. So I let him have it even further, because he really, he wanted to know what else is wrong with the restaurant. And boy, did I let him have it. I said, sir, listen, I realize most of the people that go to your restaurant are absolute savages. I get that. I'll forget that. Possibly get that your machines break down. The tickets don't get dispensed. The machines eat your tokens. What have you? But your bathrooms are usually filthy. The person that comes out plays Chuck E. Cheese usually doesn't come out at the scheduled time. Or on Saturdays and Sundays, I know the birthday parties are your big money maker. So Chuck E. Cheese hanging around the people having the birthdays, and then poor people like my daughter. She doesn't get to see Chuck E. Cheese and the stupid dance and the ticket thing. And I said, also, on top of that, you have the tables are dirty, garbage overflowing, and nobody to take care of that. You got that one guy, I forgot the guy's name, but he looks like he's a couple of chromosomes short. He just sits at that table. It's just sits at the table hanging out. And I said, you got to do something. So next time I go in, I'll see what happens. But he was very apologetic and, but he knew that I was just not some crackpot. I knew what I was talking about. I do have some experience in the food industry. But overall, as usual, is a horrendous experience.
Look, you got off light, Peter. Normally, a trip to Chuck E. Cheese could end in a visit to the emergency room. It very likely would.
I have to commend Scoop for his incredible... The incredible detail with which he delivered that report. I mean, I feel as if I was actually there, and it's certainly. I have kids too.
Reality.
I have kids too, so I know what it's about when you go to Chuck E. Cheese. But of course, Keith's right. And Scoop, the political cesspool has become somewhat famous for our coverage of brawls at Chuck E. Cheese locations across the country. In fact, it's one of our calling cards. It's a recurring theme on the blog, and we've really more than anyone else. Too many times, more than I can count, reported on black violence at Chuck E. Cheese. It's as if it's some sort
we're
of
drawn
a,
to it
a
like
beacon.
A moth to a flame.
I don't know what it is about Chuck E. Cheese, but it brings in the worst of that community, and they get in there and they just let it all hang out. But so at least you weren't subjected to an emergency room trip, Scoop.
Right.
I guess
and
that
another thing at the Chuck E. Cheese at my location near my house. They have a big sign that says no firearms allowed on the premises. What kind of in Virginia, you can go to a bar that serves alcohol carrying a pistol on your hip. But in Chuck E. Cheese, they don't want no guns. But
probably check the 4-year-olds out there.
it's very dangerous. And now my dog's barking, but I'm going to cut it short so I can shut my dog up. But I'll talk to y'all next week.
Don't feed him Chuck E. Cheese pizza, Scoop. Don't do that to him.
All right. Talk to you later.
Hey, we'll see. Stop the barking.
We'll see you in the chat room, buddy. Hey, Peter, Scoop Stanton, as always, here calling in for his segment. But yeah, this thing about this negative publicity that Chuck E. Cheese gets.
Without, all deserved.
Well, it's deserved. They don't mention the elephant in the room. We have all of these stories. Story after story. Google the political cesspool Chuck E. Cheese, and you'll just come. You'll know what we're talking about. But there's really not.
Just Google Chuck E. Cheese. There's a lot of it that we don't even cover.
That's true too. But if you Google the political cesspool Chuck E. Cheese, you'll get what we have covered plus our unique take on it. But there's not really much Chuck E. Cheese can do about all this black violence at its locations, thanks to the civil rights laws, especially the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which effectively outlawed free enterprise in America. If this was a free country, Chuck E. Cheese restaurants would be free to admit who they wanted and ban who they didn't want for whatever reasons. Say what you wanted to about the restaurants in the Old South. They didn't have these types of problems, these muggings and robberies and shootings and all of that, brawls. But anyone who points out that Chuck E. Cheese wouldn't have had these problems if they curtailed the influence of a certain community is, of course, branded. You know, you tell the truth about this, that, hey, you know, when you have these instances at Chuck E. Cheese, there's a common denominator where you just get shouted down with the R word, and that's supposed to prove you wrong. Well, it doesn't prove you wrong. I mean, my God, go to our coverage of this at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We got videos. We got this brawl.
They say you can't make this up.
At a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Beaumont, Texas, and you tell me who the players are in this. And I know Scoop wasn't calling to talk about that. He was just calling to talk about horrific service and dirty, you know, facilities. But, you know, it goes much deeper than that at Chuck E. Cheese. And it's not just Chuck E. Cheese, of course. It's, you know, wherever diversity is in large quantity, to be found in large quantity, you get this. Anyway, we're going to take a break when we come back. I'm looking forward to the second hour. We were able to cover a fairly significant amount of ground that hour. Net neutrality law. Keith's done his homework. He's going to tell us all about it when we come back.
The political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.